Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. Today is May 31st, 2019. The day was May 31st, 1669. English naval administrator Samuel Pepys wrote his last diary entry. His diary entries documented key events in English history, and Pepys has become known for his writings on these events, as well as his commentary on life in mid-17th century London and his own life. Samuel was born in London on February 23, 1633, into a family of modest means. He attended Cambridge University on a scholarship, and he graduated with a bachelor's degree in 1653. 2 years later, when he was 22, he married Elizabeth St. Michel, who was 14 years old at the time. Through his father's cousin, Edward Montagu, Pepys had gotten a job as a secretary. And over the years, he worked his way up through governmental posts in the Navy, reaching the position of Chief Secretary of the Admiralty. Samuel and Elizabeth had a turbulent relationship. Both were dealing with health issues. Pepys showed jealousy about the attention she got from other men. And he had many affairs. Pepys had bladder stones removed in a surgery in March of 1658. And in his first diary entry on January 1st, 1660, he wrote about his recovery. "Blessed be God, at the end of the last year, I was in very good health, without any sense of my old pain, but upon taking of cold, I lived in Axe Yard, having my wife and servant Jane, and no more in the family than us three." Some of his most notable diary entries are about the Great Plague and the Great Fire of London. On September 3rd, 1665, he wrote the following: "Up and put on my colored silk suit very fine, and my new periwig, bought a good while since, but durst not wear, because the plague was in Westminster when I bought it. And it is a wonder what will be the fashion after the plague is done, as to periwigs, for nobody will dare to buy any hair, for fear of the infection, that it had been cut off the heads of people dead of the plague." He chronicled the death tolls in the plague. And on the 2nd of September in 1666, he wrote about Londoners' terror and the fire that began tearing through the city that day. Samuel also wrote about the Restoration, the Second Anglo-Dutch War, the Navy, his affairs, and other details of his personal life in his diary. Pepys beat his servants, and he wrote about his sexual advances that would today be considered sexual abuse. But by 1669, he feared his eyesight was getting much worse and decided to stop writing his entries. On May 31st, almost a decade after his first diary entry, Pepys wrote his last entry. It said in part, "And thus ends all that I doubt I shall ever be able to do with my own eyes in the keeping of my journal, I, being not able to do it any longer, having done now so long as to undo my eyes almost every time that I take a pen in my hand, and therefore whatever comes of it I must forbear, and therefore resolve from this time forward to have it kept by my people in long hand, and must therefore be contented to set down no more than is fit for them in all the world to know." Pepys' wife, Elizabeth, died later that year of some sort of fever after the couple went on a trip to France and the Low Countries. Pepys went on to become a member of Parliament. He also helped build up the strength of the Royal Navy. Accusations that he was secretly Catholic abounded, and he resigned from his work with the Admiralty. He continued to travel, worked as a secretary, and eventually was elected president of the Royal Society, an institution that promotes science. Pepys died in May of 1703. His diary entries were written in shorthand, and the diary contains more than a million words. Parts of the diary were first published in 1825. Early versions of the diary were censored for profanity and content deemed inappropriate, though uncensored editions are available today. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about Samuel Pepys, you can listen to the episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Samuel Pepys, Beyond the Diary. And if you love listening to stories about people in history, there's a good chance you'd enjoy Unpopular, a new podcast I host about people who took a stand against the status quo to create meaningful change. You can listen and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to This Day in History Class. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place, tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.